produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hello, I am Chief Chi of South Africa, and you are listening to the Need for Liberty radio broadcast.
Yes! Yes! Come on and let it ring out. Yes! 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 Hallelujah! Yes! 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 Sister, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yeah.
And then he began to tell us, and in that 20th verse, except that the Lord had shortened those days, no flesh shall be saved. But for the elect's sake, whom he had chosen, he had shortened the days. But even in the midst of all of these things, there's a question that has been asked. And that question is, where is your faith? This is the time and day where you must have faith in God if you're going to make it. And so where in the world the faith come from? I know everybody said, I heard you say, Brother Preacher, every man has been dealt the measure of faith. Then where does the faith come from? Well, when you get over to Romans 10 and 17, it tells you, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And that's what I want the saints to know right now, that when you are in the will of God, let me tell you something, you got to have somebody to really, to help promote your faith that's in you. Faith has to be built, because there's enough things out there to de-energize you. So if he said faith cometh by hearing, you can't just hear it one time. That's the reason you have to constantly be involved in ministry and be involved in what God is saying to you. I don't care if you heard it before. You got to hear it until it takes effect. Faith coming by hearing with the ing tacked on to it, which lets you know it's a continuous process. Faith don't come by having heard, but faith coming by hearing. Then hearing by the word of God. Well, how can you hear without a preacher? I know we the most talked about folk it is now, but how can you hear without him? And those say, I don't need no preacher because I read just like they can. You can read and still don't get it. Yeah, rocket scientists read this and still miss the mark. It's a whole lot of folk smarter than you read it, but just don't get it. But when God give you revelatory knowledge through the anointing, you might not have anything but an eighth grade education. But when God getting through revealing it to you, it makes a difference. You ought to tell somebody the anointing makes a difference. Yeah, some things you can study. Yeah, you can study and get head knowledge, but don't have heart knowledge of it. But when you get knowledge of the Spirit and God begins to reveal to you what's really being said, then you can stand on that thing when again the winds begin to howl in your life. Storms is something nobody invites. Most people don't like storms, but they come at the most inopportune time. Storm come when you look like you want to have your picnic. Storm come when it look like it's going to be the day you want to sail out there on your boat. storm come when you just want to walk around with your little culottes on and looking like you got something going on. You can't do it. It comes at the most inopportune time. But tell somebody, you got to have some faith to survive this thing. All different types of storms. I'm out of here now. There's all kinds of storms. Yes, yeah, storms could be your finance. When you begin to look at that finance, and that finance look like it's basically has eluded you. I don't care how many hours you work, look like you can't catch up. And then you get, sometimes you get that pink slip and get laid off for whatever reason. And even while you're laid off, the devil tells you, like Fred Sapp would say, this is the big one here. But you got to tell the devil he is a lie. That same God that kept you going. Because you thought there was that little 40 hours a week that kept you going, and it didn't do much for you. It was nobody but the Lord that kept you. Hallelujah. It's just that when you lost that little 40 hours, you just had to readjust. Life is full of readjustment. Matter of fact, most of us have something. We readjust what we do with the 40 hours. Hallelujah. But when God is taking care of you, and you got to recognize that even when you're in the midst of a need, God said, look at the sparrow that neither sow nor reap. And if I know how to take care of him, don't you know I know how to take care of you? God got somebody reserved exactly for you. If he got to send him all the way here from Russia to take care of you. Hello, God got you already sustained. When he told Elijah to get down to Zarephath, I've commanded a widow woman down there to sustain thee. The only thing Elijah started doing is headed to Zarephath. When God begin to talk to you, you got to be open enough to hear what he's saying. Yeah, you got some storms raging in your life. You're going to have some storm. And one thing about the storm is you just can't let the storm overtake you. Yeah, I don't care how long you've been going through. Well, there's going to be some sunshine at some point. But as long as you live saved, you ought to tell somebody you're going to encounter another storm. The Bible said if you live godly, you shall suffer persecution. Can't go through this thing without something happening to you. Some of you all been through some of the most traumatic things could even transpire anyone's life. Some stuff you can't even talk about. You can't even fathom. You can't even relate to anybody because you don't even want it to be dispensed to a point to where it would cause shame. And some things you wake up in the morning wondering how you're going to handle it. You tossed and turned in your sleep all night long, wondering how you're going to deal with it. But I'm here to tell you right now, the same faith that you can walk by is the same faith that will deliver you. It's faith in God, meaning that you believe in God without any reservation. God, I just want to tell you thank you. Even though I'm in the midst of it, just really want to bless your name. Just want to let you know that I see the other side of this thing. And that's what faith really is looking past the mountain that's in your life, but looking to the other side of your mountain. Even though you got the storm raging in your life, faith is saying this storm is not your end result, but your end result is how you handle the storm. And I just want somebody to recognize that right now. That when you handle the storm, not by getting up under a tree, but you handle the storm by riding God's ways. God's ways is yay and amen. He got promises that's laid up before you. And I just keep going back to one of the promise mother that keeps me sustained. I never leave you and I never forsake you, but I be with you not part time. But can you just nudge somebody, tell him he'll be with you always. He's with you in the wee hours of the night. Nobody can understand you. Sometimes when you're all by yourself, don't look like nobody can relate to you. But here we got a God that's on our side. And the kind of God that we have is one that knows you're going. And one that knows you're coming. He know you're down setting. He know it, you're uprising. So he know how to pave the way for you. He's the blueprint designer of your life. And while he was designing your life, he made what they call an escape route. To when it get too hot in the kitchen, God said, come on out of here. God got a way for you to come out this thing. And I know when the storm is raging, look like your ship is getting ready to fall apart. But you got to learn how to step down and talk to Jesus. Can y'all just say, have a little talk with him and tell him all about your problem? He'll hear your faintest cry and he'll bless you by and by. You got to learn to talk to Jesus. And that's something that we're trying to push to the side, is having proper communication with him. Talking means getting up and talking to him, and then setting up and let him talk back to you. And that's what we do when we talk with Jesus. Prayer is talking and listening. It's not begging and wishing, but you're sitting there saying, Lord. And sometimes when you don't know what to say, the best thing I can tell you, tell God how good he really is. It's just like your kids, when they really want something from you. Your kids will butter you up. They'll come in and say, Mama, I really love them rolls. And I don't care if them rolls was harder than a tack. If they keep butting you up, Mama, you've been real good. Oh, Mama, I love how you cook that chicken. And I don't care if that chicken was burnt to a crisp. You can look and say, boy, what you want? Mama, can I go get me some ice cream? But because you came with the right words, because you came with the right attitude, because you came standing on what they can do, they said, come on, I'm going to get you your cream. So when you come to Jesus and you tell him the storm been raging in my life, I need some help. I need some deliverance. Jesus said, because you did it with the right attitude. You had right thinking. You had right speaking. And tell somebody, right acting. He said, be it done unto you. And I just want to leave this with you, that when Jesus had his disciples, he had been with the boys and been on the tedious journey. And while he was on the journey, he'd been unstopping deaf ears. He'd been making dumb folk talk. He'd been making lame folk walk. But something was happening, and the people couldn't understand that everything came to Jesus. Looked like left away being healed. What am I trying to say here? That no matter what your situation is, that when you come to Jesus, he know what you're going through. Nobody ever came to the feet of Jesus, left away without being blessed. When you come walking by faith, not wishing, guessing, and hoping, but standing on the word that thou art the Christ, and I know you can do anything. I can hear Jesus, that's enough right there for the door of deliverance to open up in your life. So while he was unstopping their fears, making lame for walker.
Turn.
produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.